With me in the KRVS studios is Colin Miller with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, here to talk about Cirque Chinois, which will be in Lafayette on Friday. And I know a lot of people who have been looking forward to this, Colin, a lot of kids especially who are taking gymnastics and acrobatics, and anyone who's ever seen Cirque du Soleil is looking forward to this performance.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. The Chinese circus, actually specifically this troupe, which is the National Circus of the People's Republic of China. That's a mouthful. but they're a great troupe, and apparently one of the longest running in China. And in the past, PASA has had some sort of Chinese cirque performances that have been pretty successful for us. And in that tradition, you know, we're bringing Cirque Chinois here this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. That's December 14th at the Hyman Center. And you can order tickets at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling the Ticketmaster number, which I don't have right in front of me.
people can find that. Well, describe the performance that they're going to be doing. I'm sure you all have seen some video pieces of what they're going to be doing.
It's
very colorful.
Well, and I went on, some of the costumes are gorgeous. I did spend quite a bit of time online looking for videos, and I did get a video from the company. The thing was that it was a very specific performance with it. That's a different, the staging was set up differently than the Hyman is set up. So I never got exactly
describe for us what kinds of things they do.
Well, they do some of the traditional things that you would, you know, expect from a circ, like ring diving and juggling or contortion or whatever. But there are some acts that that the company, or actually this troupe, is known for. And the titles are very interesting. And what I love about, because I'm also designing the program for this, and I love some of the sections and some of the titles that you can tell are like these awkward but very, you know, direct translations, like Group Contortion of Girls, Power Hand to Hand.
Very descriptive.
Right.
Rather than poetic.
Right. Head Balance with Bowls. Let's see. Plates Spinning, which is actually a really interesting balancing act with a whole number of people who are balancing on one another and spinning plates and moving around. And there'll be acrobatics and all kinds of interesting stuff, everywhere from that to magic and the Grand Bicycle. I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm excited to see.
Yes. And again, the lovely piece that you all have created to accompany it. I would go just to see this one particular performer in that lovely, lovely costume. Very dramatic.
I love it, yeah.
Cirque Chinois, and again, as you mentioned, it is the National Circus of the People's Republic of China. Has a very long history in China, training performers for many decades in China, and everyone knows of the quality of those performers, and certainly there are many actors that we know very well who came out of, like, the opera, the organizations like the National Circus, people like Jackie Chan coming out of these performance-based organizations where they started as very, very young children.
Yeah, that's actually true. I'm glad you mentioned that. That is where a lot of great Chinese performers and actors that we know of kind of got their start. Speaking of training, the National Circus of the People's Republic of China, this troupe had been asked to train some of the performers in Cirque du Soleil when Cirque du Soleil was first getting started. They're also one of the troupes, and, you know, I'm always very hesitant to say that a particular group or company or whatever founded a certain thing or a certain technique or a way of doing things, simply because usually those things really come out of a whole bunch of people sort of doing different variations, and then a trend, you know, comes out of that, and you know that from being around music. But the sort of the non-animal circus, as we think of, you know, the circus that includes lots of animals, but simply the circus that is just, you know, human performers, that
sort
of thing.
Spectacle of costumes and human movement.
Exactly, exactly. This is one of the troops that helped originate that, you know, trend that we see today.
Mm-hmm. Inspiring organizations like Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil, yeah.
Well, and we can see them here in Lafayette. Again, my guest, Colin Miller, is with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, PASA, and they are continuing their season and bringing this very, very festive performance as their holiday offering for all of us here in Acadiana. It's one performance only. Are there any education, any school performances?
Not this time. We have received questions about that.
Okay. So if you have young people, children who would like to see this performance, it's not going to be in the schools for the schools. So this performance on Friday is where they'll need to see it.
Right. Yeah. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. And there'll be some martial arts as well. I'm excited. So anyone who's interested in martial arts should come out.
As a part of their performance
on
Friday.
Yeah.
And is this something they have as a part of their regular performance? I mean, it's just...
I believe so. I see Kung Fu and a couple other things when I was working on the program.
So all kinds of children can appreciate it. Well, all of us can appreciate this performance.
Absolutely.
But certainly, sometimes, you know, there are a lot of young boys who are in acrobatics and gymnastics here, but many of them might think, oh, it's not something I want to see with pretty costumes, but there is martial arts.
Yeah.
So really, really great reason to go and see that. Tell us how people can get tickets for the performance.
You would, if you were interested in buying tickets to Cirque Chinois, you would go visit Ticketmaster.com. And actually, there is a, I'm pretty sure it's still running. It's a 20% off ticket discount. Mm-hmm. And use the code TMNTX.
Okay. And, of course, people can find out more at your website as well.
That's correct, okay. Yeah.
Now, what do y'all have coming up? I know this is kind of ending the fall season, but you start off in the springtime with some great performances.
Right. Well, we have the singer-songwriter series that we just had Darden Smith, and that was about a week and a half ago. He gave an awesome performance at ACA. The next one is February 16th at ACA, and that is Suzanne Vega. And then March 1st, we have David Wilcox, also at ACA. And that completes the singer-songwriter series. Then we have a couple more main stage series productions. Boz Gags is a special event at the very end. But just today, we publicly announced a performance that will be a performance by Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin on stage at the Hyman Center, an acoustic performance.
Well, certainly two performers very well known to KRVS audiences.
Absolutely,
been
yeah.
Playing their music for a long time.
Yeah, and they'll be playing together at the Hyman on February 27th, not too long after our Suzanne Vega performance at the ACA.
All right. Well, more information on that at the PASA website as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Colin Miller from PASA here talking about Cirque Chinois, which will take place this Friday, one night only, at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, and that is the National Circus of the People's Republic of China. And you can probably search out some images or videos of what to expect. And if you get a chance to pick up one of their wonderful flyers, it's got a beautiful photograph of one of the performers. Very
yeah.
nice. Good work on that.
Thanks.
Colin.
Yeah, as someone who does the graphic design for PASA, I feel very lucky to have the kind of images that we've received
yes.
from this Cirque troupe.
It's very, very colorful season. Really great material to work with. Well, Colin, thank you so much for all y'all's work at PASA. And,
thank you for
letting
me.
Us know about Cirque Chinois. Again, this Friday at the Hyman Center, PASAonline.org for further information.
Thank you.
Colin.
Thanks.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Center for Louisiana Studies continues its backyard series this evening at Vermilionville in the cooking school. The presentation is called Evolution of Cajun and Creole Cooking, Creole Turtle Bisque. Chef Pat Mould and Barry Ancelet will be cooking turtle bisque and talking about a cuisine in Louisiana and their experiences and taking questions and stories from the audience. It is a free program. It starts at 6:30 this evening at Vermilionville in the cooking school. All are invited to attend. Wanderlust Theater Company presents We All Do, an original piece by Jaron Schechtsnyder. It opens tomorrow evening at Theater 810, December 12th. It will run through Saturday the 15th. Those performances are at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday there will be a 3 p.m. matinee. Theater 810 is in downtown Lafayette at 810 Jefferson Street. For information, you can go to Wanderlust Theater, their website or their Facebook page, and tickets are available through the Eventbrite site, wealldo.eventbrite.com. The UL Lafayette Ceramics area in the Visual Arts Department will hold its 10th annual holiday pottery sale, opening this Thursday and running through Saturday in Fletcher Hall. That's at 421 East Lewis Street on the UL Lafayette campus. On Thursday, the sale is from 7 until 10, on Friday from 10 in the morning until 6, and on Saturday as well. All proceeds will help the ceramic students here at UL Lafayette to go to the annual ceramics conference in Houston. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will present their holiday concert this Thursday, December 13th, with Sunny Landreth and a children's chorus, Acadiana Sings, for their Louisiana Christmas concert. That's this Thursday. Tickets available through their website or through the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles presents staged readings, and they will have their first one this Thursday, December 13th, the comedy Candida. That staged reading will be at the Attic Theater at Central School Arts and Humanities Center this Thursday, 7 o'clock. For more information, you can go to their website, which is Itinerant Theater. There will be a master acting workshop at Cité des Arts December 13th through the 19th, taught by NYU Professor Caroline McGee. For more information, you can call Cité des Arts. Cirque Chinois will be at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, presented by PASA. Cirque Chinois is the National Circus of the People's Republic of China. PASAonline.org for more information. The UL Press Holiday Book Sale continues this Saturday, December 15th, in Grand Coteau from noon to 3. There will be some of the authors and UL Press books at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau this Saturday from noon until 3 o'clock. For more information, you can go to the UL Press website. And old-time Christmas celebration will take place at Vermilionville Saturday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, stop by the Vermilionville website, bayouvermiliondistrict.org. The Pandemonium Theater Group presents The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus by Pat Cook, based on a book by Frank L. Baum, who wrote The Wizard of Oz. That's this Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and on Sunday at 2 o'clock in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. A special presentation of Harpists will be taking place this Sunday, December 16th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Acadian Village for the Christmas Lights program. They won't have their annual Harps and Bells concert this year, but they will have a number of harpists at Acadian Village this Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Dr. Mark Lentz, who is a professor in the History Department at UL Lafayette, will give a lecture on the Mayan calendar called Timeline of the Maya, on Monday. He did one last night at the North Regional Library, and will give the lecture again on Monday the 17th at the South Regional Library from 6:30 to 7:30. And the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present a special holiday show in ugly sweaters at Theater 810, Wednesday, December 19th at 7:30 in downtown Lafayette. The Acadiana Repertory Theater and the ACA present Ben Jolivet's play Carol, A Broken Chain. It's an adaptation, a modernization of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That will be at the ACA December 20th through the 22nd. And we'll be speaking with Stephen Landry from the Acadiana Repertory Theater next week on Monday about Carol, A Broken Chain. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you enjoy and would like to listen to. You can listen to archived material there or download it for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top. At 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz. And at 10 o'clock, Passport to Modern Jazz, hosted by Djalma Garnier. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Terry Gross, the host of NPR's Fresh Air. You can wake up to a collection of the week's best Fresh Air interviews and reviews on Saturday mornings. Join us for Fresh Air Weekend from NPR, Saturdays at 6 a.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.